Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Everybody, welcome in to Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by our good friends over at Superbook Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Blackburn, at NBA Blackburn on Twitter, part of the Mile High Sports Podcast Network. And it is Weekends with Swipa time, as I am joined by my guy, Swipa, on the track. Really appreciate it on this Sunday afternoon. We're recording relatively early, but kind of just wanted to get this one in, obviously, as unfortunately Denver loses to the Dallas Mavericks. I think 107-105 was the final on what was an absolutely epic shot by Kyrie Irving, man. Mm-hmm. Just, I want to start off with that. Like, there's nowhere else really to start. Like, that's just a great shot by a great player.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Kyrie and Luka. Jamal Murray makes this insane three-pointer with like 25 seconds left because the Mavs, they mess up on the switch. And Jamal just takes complete advantage of it. And it just was a dominant, dominant game down the stretch with KCP and Jamal just shot making like crazy. But then Luka Doncic, man, who's, you know, one of the four or three best players in the world, you know, depends on who you ask, just makes a crazy, you know, above the break, near half court, three-point shot to tie the game back up. And then Jamal comes back down. And maybe shoots it a little early with 2.8 seconds left, but he was wide open in the mid-range. Think of it was drop coverage, and he had like a good 6 feet in front of him. So it was like, all right, well, do you just avoid this? So you want to hold the ball a little bit longer so that like I can then, you know, get out of the rhythm. And then, you know, Jamal reached the apex of his shot, and he was trying to make it perfectly instead of just shooting his normal flow. And it kind of had this little bit of a hesitation at the top, and then he shot it long, and then they end up losing the game because Kyrie Irving gets the inbound. And literally, he's running to his left, and Kyrie, just being, you know, one of the most skilled players ever, he gets the ball running left, throws like this hook shot up straight into the air over Jokic's 7-foot wingspan, and he's almost right next to the three-point line and just absolutely nails the shot and to win the game. And that was his second career game winner. So just for context, like, you know, Kyrie has not done that a lot, but he was able to do it there in that spot. And Jamal Murray and Jokic, man, what I love is that they're down 13. The game is seemingly out of reach. And then the Nuggets, they come back in the game. They're down like 10 with like, I don't know, 6 minutes or whatever else. And they're just able to run down the Dallas Mavericks. And everybody in the NBA and all the NBA Twitter, everybody was just freaking out like, oh, my goodness. Like, I can't believe that this team, no matter what, they're not – you just can't put them away. So it was a great game. And give Kyrie and Luka their respect. Derek Lively – played very hard today on the glass. Again, the Denver Nuggets, Ryan, we talked about this right to before this. They were out-rebounded 59-37, and they gave up 21 offensive rebounds, which is the most of the season so far. So, yeah, that's the story of the game to me.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, there's plenty of ways that we could go with this. Obviously, this isn't going to be a long podcast. We're gonna chat about this. We're gonna chat about some real or not real kind of things. And but like, look, Kyrie Irving's got a deep bag. He was able to get to that shot somehow. Like, it was a great contest by Nikola Jokic. I thought that Denver defended it really well. And sometimes a great player makes a great play. And like, the left-handed 20-foot hook shot was not the one that I thought he was going to go to. But hey,
right,
credit to him for making the bucket. You mentioned Jamal kind of going a little bit early on that shot before. I'm firmly in agreement with you. Like, it's unfortunate that it didn't go in, but it was a wide open rhythm mid-range jumper. Like, you can't ask for a better shot in that situation. And just because he shot it like slightly early, I'm not really going to blame him too much for it. Could have gone better? Sure. But like, I also think that you kind of glossed over Aaron Gordon kind of giving up a wide open Luka three.
And he went under the screen.
Yeah. Just like going under a screen when you're up three, like, against Luka, of all people, I did not think that was a great decision. So it's tough.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you look back on it in the moments and or just after the fact. And yeah, that's one where you wish that Aaron had gone over the screen and forced him to drive.
Yeah, but like I said, they lost a rebounding battle. Again, let me just read this. 59-37. And in this game, y'all, they lost a game because of these things, Ryan. AG over the screen, no problem. The Mavericks had 62 points in the paint to the Nuggets 38.
Yep.
The Mavericks had 23 second chance points to the Nuggets 6.
Yep.
The Mavericks had 19 fast break points to the Nuggets 11. They lost all three of those categories. You're more than likely not going to win the game if that's the case. So for me, they worked harder for it. And I think, too, like, the Nuggets have lost twice now since the All-Star break. And who did they lose? They lost to a Suns team that just got absolutely steamrolled by the Bucks with no Giannis. And then they just lost to this Mavericks team, both of which are in the play-in and fighting for their life to get out of the play-in. So I think a lot of this could face
Denver in the first round, by the way.
Sure. But, you know, and people are like, oh, I don't want to see the Suns in the first round. Like, you know, they got KD and Book and Bill. You don't want to see the Mavericks. They got Kyrie and Luka. Look, dude, this is the West. Like, you're not playing like the Hawks. You're not going to play the Nets. You're not going to play the Bulls. Like, this is not what it is. And I think a lot of people are just like, yo, bro, like, I guess for me, Ron, it's like, bro, they lost by 2 points in a game. They absolutely were outclassed across the board. And Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray were 13 of 36 from the field.
They were not good. Both
they
of them
were 13 of 36 from the field. Jamal was 7 of 20, salvaged the game because of his late game performance. And then people bringing up the MVP stuff. I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
no. Look, okay, here. Look. Are you going to pull up that comment or should I?
Well, I don't want to like single anybody out, but I just want to be clear about this. So just if you look in the standings, Jokic is now a game and a half out of first behind the Thunder. They're, you know, whatever. The Mavericks are sitting at the 7th seed. They're 8 games back of the Nuggets. And so I just want to be clear about this. Like, yeah, they lost, but they are now 11-2 since the All-Star break. And anything everyone's been talking about is the fact that Jokic is putting on a 26-point masterclass triple-double since the All-Star break, including going 30-12-11 versus the Boston Celtics in another win versus the Celtics.
Yeah. It's
like, if you're just paying attention to the overall narrative, I think, like, it's so easy to get lost in these one game. The Miami Heat game, when he had 18 points, and when he was 5 of 8 from the field or whatever else, this last game when he had 12 points. Like, both of those games, they won, but they won because it's just not forcing the issue. Today, Jokic just didn't force the issue enough, and he was missing shots. The game started off, Ryan, he was getting hacked consistently, and I think that threw off the pace of the game for him because he thought he should be getting free throw calls, didn't get the free throw calls, and I think that that forced him to maybe play a little bit differently than he wanted to, but it wasn't a good game. But I'm just like, yo, like so basically every time you have a one game versus just amplified or whatever else it is, it's like that should take it away. And I think it's hilarious, like, people bringing up EPM, like, Jokic led the NBA. And a matter of fact, I want to be real about this, Ryan. Last year, he led in PER, BPM, win shares for 48, win shares on the year, and EPM, and didn't win the MVP.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't matter. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
It's
like,
just narrative.
You were told that it doesn't matter, and he was the first seed last year, Ryan, and he averaged 25 on a 70% true shooting. So that, none of that stuff means anything. It doesn't.
So I'm agreeing with you. I think that he's still got, like, he's still the favorite for the MVP, and he should be. Like, as great as what Shea has been doing, like, Shea's going to have to do some more, and Jokic is going to have to lose ground more in order for that to really like transpire. Like that's, it's not something I'm even worried about, by the way. Like until like we'll see what happens over the course of these final 14 games. But before like we get into that, we should keep talking about this one.
Right.
I thought that Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford did a great job being physical and like towing the line. They were doing a great job of disrupting what he normally does, getting into the hook shot in the middle of the lane. And there were times where Joker still got to his spots and still like he missed a couple. He missed a couple bunnies that he probably should hit. Usually Joker's so great at like getting through minor contact and being able to make those shots anyway. Those shots didn't go down today. And like the difference between 6 and 16 and 8 and 16, 8 of 16 was a loss today. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of how it goes sometimes. But like Jamal was 7 of 20. There were plenty of shots where he sold on, that's for sure too. We should probably talk about Reggie Jackson, who I thought like there's a lot of criticism in the comments. He's been a like pretty bad since that Miami game as well. Like
I think Malone brought it up a couple weeks ago when we were at the press conference that he's not playing well and not shooting the ball well. Yeah. Reggie had a stretch to close that third quarter, Ryan, where I absolutely like would have tore my hair out. He was like he had 5 straight shots, I believe, Ryan, if I remember correctly. He was 1 of 5 over the course of that stretch, and he got blocked at the rim on the last one to close out the third quarter. And there are multiple pocket passes where he just did not get the ball to Joker. And some of this is, you know, Joker could have been being a little more aggressive, but like Reggie just doesn't, he just, and then he had never the lob threat. I think it was to Derek. He got the foul on the lob threat as well. And you saw Jamal Murray had a great rotation today. He had a rotational block on Daniil Gafford where he blocked Daniil Gafford's dunk attempt. And it's just, right, I just, at this point, I'm just like, yeah, I just don't, they don't have another option. You know, we talked about this, but he just doesn't, to me, he's not doing enough. The shot making versus the Heat game to close the quarter is fine, but, you know, he's just not offering a lot right now. And it was just a really dead ball mistakes that he made today to close that third quarter. And then ultimately, you know, it was a part of the reason they lost the game.
Yeah. And like, I hate to kind of put a just on him because it's not just on him with that bench unit. I thought the rebounding with that bench unit was especially horrible. And like the three guys that you need to point out in that situation are the three biggest players on the floor for when Denver's out there. Right. And that, and like a lot of times with the bench unit, like Reggie's not even out there with that second unit. It's actually Jamal, Justin Holiday, Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Zeke Nnaji. And the three biggest guys out there, Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Zeke Nnaji, they combine for 3 defensive rebounds when Dallas collects 21 offensive rebounds. Like, I know that that wasn't entirely them because you see the disparity between starters and bench offensive rebounds for Dallas. But like, I think that it was mostly them, especially in that early fourth quarter stretch where Denver just couldn't grab a rebound. Like Malone was going ballistic on the sidelines. He ultimately called that timeout and was like, he couldn't believe that they could not grab the ball. Zeke, for all the hustle that he's put out there, he's just he can't grab the ball. Like that's a pretty big weakness. And then Peyton Watson, I tweeted about this earlier today. Like sometimes he just plays a little small. Like he in these situations, like this is a playoff situation that he's going to have to rise for. And I think he's just got to play bigger in a lot of these times. Like he's being asked to do a lot. I understand that, but when you're not on the ball guarding, you got to be on the glass rebounding.
Well, one of us has told you for quite some time now that he's not a 4, and that's not his fault, but that's the position that he's being put in right now.
Look,
he's not a 4. He's not.
He cannot be a 4, and he could still grab some of the rebounds that Luka's just...
But Jokic got out-rebounded today. Just to be clear here, Jokic didn't do a good enough job on the board. Jokic was getting dominated by Derek Lively.
I'm not going to sit here and say...
Jokic was getting dominated by Daniel Gafford. Jokic was the one that was ball watching when these offensive rebounds were back in, and he had a foul on a putback going back up today. So again, I'm good with he needs to rebound better than Peyton Watson. But I just want to be clear here that like they were including Porter and Gordon got out rebounded today. They lost the glass by 22, and Peyton Watson's a part of that. But again, they don't they lose this game because Jokic isn't good enough, Murray's not good enough, Reggie's closed out to the third quarter, and if they shoot basic, if they shoot average. They shoot average today, then they win the game. And I think some of this is when you get into this point, and I'm good with like Peyton Watson needs to be better here and there. But at the end of the day, the best player in the league is standing on the boards, and you're arguably the best rebounder in the league. And again, maybe it's just the game, it's the spot. Like, you're going to ask me later, is this a big deal? No, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think this is an indictment on anything. I don't think that this going into forward to playoffs, you got to worry about them rebounding versus the Mavs or whoever else. But again, today in this particular game, Jokic, for whatever reason, was a little disengaged. He had that turnover in the fourth quarter where he threw the ball across the key.
I know.
Like, doesn't make any sense. And so I'm just saying that, like, I think in this iteration, like, absolutely, Peyton Watson was not rebounding well enough. Zeke Nagy and them weren't for sure. But this was a game where Dallas was – they were hungry for blood. They wanted blood on the offensive glass today. They got 21 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, like, look, here's the reason why I single out Peyton is because – I know I can count on. I can count on Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic when it matters to grab those rebounds. This is one of those things where we just don't know. We don't know about Peyton yet. We think we know. You think you know. That's clear. But we just don't know.
Know what exactly?
Yeah.
Know what exactly?
That he will be. That he'll be a big time rebound. That these guys will get the clutch rebounds that they will.
When have you heard me call Peyton Watson a rebounder? I've never said that once.
But he's got to be. Like, that's the thing is, like, if he's going to play the four, that's part of the job.
What's his per 36 on his rebounds right now? Has he been a great rebounder, like, this entire season?
Who?
Peyton Watson.
No.
Well, I don't think he's a rebounder, though. I've said that. I said this in the summer that I don't think he's a four. Right now, he just does not have.
Cam, that's fine. But, like, look, sorry. That is fine. But if he is going to play the four, if they are going to play him at the four, then that is part of the job. It is not like you can't just say that's not his skill set. It's not his fault. Like,
well, who said that? I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on, like, the rebounding thing. I guess for me, it's just like Peyton needs to get more rebounds. But that whole unit, they had Zeke Nagy, Peyton, and Christian, and Justin, and they were horrific on the boards collectively. They just weren't boxing out at all. And then two, like, again, just to be clear, Danielle Gafford is like one of those ones on the boards. That's what he does. Like, he doesn't have like a lot of great skill set,
though. Like, that's not his skill set. It never has been. He's an undersized five. Now, him being like him,
well, he's bigger than everybody else out there. Is my point.
Him pushing Zeke out of the way is a pretty big detractor for Zeke. But this is one of the things about Denver running the scheme that they do. When Zeke switching out onto the perimeter and contesting all of these shots on the perimeter, he's not in rebounding position. You got to get these other guys involved. It's a team effort. With that bench unit, it's just that Peyton Watson's often the biggest guy in that situation, and he's got to play bigger. He just does. Like, I understand that, like, it is not fair sometimes to put him into a position like that. They will have to play Aaron Gordon. They'll have to play Michael Porter with the bench unit a little bit more. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just got to muscle up and do it. And, like, Christian Brown didn't do that today. He usually does. That's one of the skills that he usually has. He grabbed one total rebound in 19 minutes. Like, that's not good enough, of course. But these guys are just floating. They got to get engaged. That's just how it has to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the language of they have to get engaged, I think, for me, it invokes the idea that they have not been. I think today, in particular, the tone of the game was the Mavericks were hunting.
By engaged, everything. I mean physical and get into a body. That's right. What I mean. I don't necessarily... Right. Like, it's just floating that they were doing.
Yeah, so I think if you read the rebounding numbers, Jokic had 11, Porter had 7, Gordon had 8, and then it was 4, 3, 1, and 2, and 1 from everybody else on the bench. I think it was just one of those days where I think the Mavericks were playing a more desperate team. And this is the problem with the Nuggets, though. This is why I said they're hilarious. They were playing a more dangerous team, the team that was hungrier, the team that wanted it more. But I think the other end of this is like the Nuggets, they're so good that they're like, all right, cool, great. I'm glad you played hard. And then they hunt them down, and then they get up 105-102. And then from there, like I said, Luka and Kyrie hit two great shots. And that for me is it. It's like this for me is a regular season problem, Ryan, just because like they're going to have to figure some things out in the playoffs. But right now it's like I guess I don't want to make any sweeping indictments beyond like this game just because of the sample size that we have. And I think right now it's just a matter of, you know, they're definitely going to need to work harder on the boards. I think when they do have the bench unit in there, AG, Peyton, or Zeke, and AG, Peyton, Zeke, and MPJ, whoever's out there, they're going to have to fight on those glasses because that's going to be really difficult. And you're right. But I think, too, with the starters, they were terrible. Like, Jokic and Gordon Porter, they were not good on the offensive glass in the first half. They were getting absolutely cooked. And they got some long rebounds to Luka, some more Derrick Jones Jr. and all that stuff had it. And, again, I think some of this is exactly to the point, as Ryan's saying, what's the point of having the biggest team in the NBA if you can't rebound? I agree. But I also think, like I said, this is an outlier game. They just don't get dominated on glass like this. And if they do, it's smaller margins and they're winning everything else. They got beat on the boards, fast break, and second chance points. You're cooked.
They're cooked in that case. Like, this is not usually a thing that happens, and we can call it what it is. They're 13-2 post All-Star break. I'm not here raising any alarm bells. That's not what I'm going to do. I am just going to talk about like what it means for the playoffs though. And we'll talk about that on the other side a little bit more. Like I said, a little bit shorter podcast today. I can't speak. I don't know if you guys can hear. You probably can. I'm losing my voice. Like, it's clearly, it's gone. So I'm not going to do an ad read. But when we come back, hey, go to Superbook and go download the app. That would be cool. Do that. That would be great. Use promo code MILEHIGH. You can get $250 on their first bet bonus. We'll be right back on Weekends with Swipe.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Pickaxe and Roll. Ryan Blackburn here. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Swipe and I are here. Let's do some real or not real a little bit. I like doing these things. I wanted to get your opinion on a variety of things. The first one being, Dallas defended Denver really well. Like, they just did. They got away with some physical play. They got some fouls that probably should have been called a little bit more frequently. Denver attempted, I think, I want to say 18 free throws in the first half and only 4 in the second half. Real or not real, Dallas has a better group defensively now than before the All-Star break.
No, they've been terrible since the All-Star break, haven't they?
I think so. I think that the, like, maybe versus Denver specifically.
No. Because Kyrie was playing very hard on defense. He fought very, very hard getting around those screens. He fought in the post. He also fought on the post versus Michael Porter Jr., got that steal. Then Jokic got the ball and then tried to do that three-point shot thing that he does that he's never going to get. Yeah, they were talking about you. I was going to like that one, but you were talking over the course of that one. I think some of this is it's not real just because, again, I just sometimes I'm just like, it's the same thing with the Phoenix game for me, bro. Sometimes you get to these points in the season, games mean more to some other teams than others. And this game meant more to the Mavs than it meant to Denver, and they played like it, just to be clear. Like, it's not that they didn't play like that. They absolutely did. And I think a lot of this is, it's understandable, but that's the thing. The Nuggets try to get to that point, okay, we'll care in the fourth quarter, and they did. The problem is Kyrie and Luka were on the other side. They're like, all right, cool. Well, we're going to shot make like crazy. And again, this all comes down to me, again, you know, people don't think I'm, you know, hard on Joker. I think if you're the best in the world, it all falls on your shoulders. It's that simple. And you didn't get the job done today, so therefore you were not good enough. And so I think if they would have taken care of business, then they wouldn't have been in the situation. But I don't think Dallas actually has a chance of defending them well, just because I've seen the history of Danielle Gafford, P.J. Washington, and Derek Lively versus this team. They don't have any POA guards that will really bother Jamal Murray, for sure.
I will say, look, Derek Jones Jr. played a great game today. Derek Jones, like, I mean, just look at the numbers. Like, he was plus 20 in a game that he played 24 minutes. And most of that time was spent just guarding Jamal Murray full court the entire time. And I think that the way that they have now built their rotation, like, if Derek Jones Jr. is actually a player that they can, like, rely upon head up like that, like, Jamal's got to be better. Like, he shot 7 of 20, obviously. That's definitely – that needs to change. But with Gafford and the size that they had, because, like, they closed this game, the Mavericks did, with, I think, Maxi Kleba, P.J. Washington, and Daniel Gafford on the floor. So, like, that's a pretty big group. That's a pretty big trio, and they're switching a lot. I think they had Maxi starting on Jokic, and then they had Gafford as the roamer off of Gordon. So – just a really impressive game plan from them, I thought. And I thought that they did a really
good job. By the way, since the All-Star break, the Dallas Mavericks, they're 7-6. They have the 27th ranked defense since the All-Star break after this edition. They have been horrific in getting absolutely pummeled and destroyed. So I think some of this is, just to be clear, I'll read these numbers again. They are, since the All-Star break, they're giving up exactly 118.8 points per possession on defense. And so I do think they have the personnel you would think to be better. But sometimes, like I said, like today it was the Nuggets like missing a lot of shots they normally make. And I think sometimes, like, just the flow of the game, if you don't take care of your business in the first and second quarter, this happens. And they didn't. They did not take care of business when they needed to, even though they were up. And then that third quarter run just like fell apart completely.
Real or not real, Luka and Kyrie can get any shot that they want against the Nuggets.
Jump shot, probably. To the rim, not so much, but jump shot, probably. But I think that's – but contested. Yeah, I think you'll get contested shots versus the Nuggets, which they did. But I think if you implemented the game plan, especially in the playoffs, I think Luka would have more of an opportunity to do that than Kyrie. I think that KCP, AG, Brown, and Payton would offer a lot of resistance to them.
Here's the thing. Luka only had 3 assists today. Like, yeah. 40 minutes, 3 assists, 3 turnovers. He was a -1. Not necessarily, like, making a whole bunch of other people better. He made some crazy shots, though, and did what he needed to do to get the job done. Kyrie had 24, 9 assists. He was the leading point guard for them today and just making plays for Luka and others, and that was just a pretty impressive game plan from those guys. And obviously, like, Denver's going to take – allowing the shot that they allowed to Kyrie, like, at the end of the game, they'll take that every single time if that's the shot that they're giving up. So it's not like, it's not crazy, but those guys are such tough shot makers that it, like, in a playoff series, it just would not surprise me if these two teams going back and forth, like, if Luka and Kyrie catch Denver in one or two of those games and they're just, like, unstoppable, kind of like the way that Phoenix was unstoppable at times in games 3 and 4 of last year.
Yeah, I think shot making is always the way to beat Denver. I think the thing is, the Nuggets are just the way they play. They're always going to get you down to a grind. They're gonna try to halt you. So either they're gonna try to grind a victory away, or they're gonna blow you out, kind of thing. That's kind of how they've operated, especially in the playoffs. They have a lot of double digit wins last year, and they're gonna go for it this year as well. But like I said, I think, like, playoff game plan rolls around. You know, you could tell Malone won it the game because he put Jokic back in. He put AG in the game as center after they weren't rebounding well. So there are definitely some things they really went for. But like I said, man, like, to me, you know, if Jokic is going to shoot 6 for 16 and Jamal 7 for 20, then this is what you're going to get. And Jamal missed like some open threes over the course of the game. And Jokic, you know, is he had a mid-range shot today, but he wasn't finishing around the rim. Again, a lot of that early contact, especially. He didn't get any free throws after the first quarter in this game, by the way.
Yeah, that's now to be fair, a lot of that is just like not necessarily forcing the issue a ton. Mm-hmm. Like in the paint, I'm looking at the shot chart right now. Like he missed 3 shots in the floater zone, missed a mid-range shot, did miss 2 shots at the rim, and maybe another, like actually missed 4 in the floater zone. So like the other shots he made that were actually directly under the rim. So
right.
I think that he's just got to work his way under the rim a little bit more against this team. And he's probably got to take more threes, if I'm being honest.
Do you think, because I told you, we had this debate going into the All-Star break or afterwards, you know, is Jokic and them, are they going to play hard in all these games? And I said, well, they're not going to have an opportunity to not play hard. Today, you know, they played hard, just not their brand of playing hard. They played hard in the fourth quarter, and then, you know, obviously in the first half a little bit. But some of this is like Joker, again, once he got the ball in the post, bro, and then he passed the ball out for a turnover, I'm just like,
that was what are we doing? Play.
Yeah,
that
why are we doing this? Like what are we doing? Like why are we even putting ourselves in this situation to where we're throwing the ball across the court, especially with like. And then they had a, you know, late game execution error where they didn't get a shot off and the shot clock violation and stuff. They just weren't playing crisp. And again, this is what I mean. There's levels to this. So there's the level they give to the Boston Celtics and the Lakers and the Warriors. They are across those matchups this year. I think they're 9-0 versus those three teams this year. They were 2-1. They're 2-1 now versus the Mavericks. So some of this is like when they want to show up and like give max effort, and you're going to see like playoff, like finals level performance, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. We're going to get it done. But when they come out like this and they're just like.
Yeah, the way the game started, like it was a lot of this at the very beginning of the game. And Denver worked their way back, and they did what they do, and sometimes they make shots. And I want to give credit to 2 guys, actually. Michael Porter, KCP.
Yeah.
Those guys played great. I thought that they did what they were supposed to do. Porter got, like, he got shot over a couple times, and then, like, they made some shots, and it was, like, some impressive makes.
He did it to Luka, too. They remember Luka had that three-pointer that he, like, just waited until somebody was right in front of him and shot it over, and Porter got that in front of Luka, literally was just sitting there and was like, all right. Right over him, and then dunked on Derek Lively, man. I mean, he's playing really, really,
he really
well
is. Right, like it's good to see. And like I think that earns more opportunities with the second unit too, like staggering with that group, and also like the way that Malone went with the rotation kind of changed it up a little bit because of how Porter was playing.
Yeah.
Played Porter longer in the first quarter and the third quarter, and I'm not sure if I would have done that if I were him, because like one of the best things that Porter does when he gets back in the early second, early fourth, is like he'll be aggressive at those points, and Denver needs it more at those points. Although I will say, like the bench, just not a lot of good happened from the bench at all. So like just all the starter minutes, like that was going to be better. So
yeah, well, and again, like I tell people this all the time, like the Nuggets are not seeing your regular season rotation. They see, look, Kyrie and Luka were playing versus the Nuggets backups today. That's how they got the lead. They reclaimed the lead playing versus the Nuggets backups.
Yeah.
And they're loading up. And the same thing the Celtics did. They had Tatum, Brown, Kristaps, and Drew Holiday in when it was just Jamal Murray in the bench. That's just what you're going to see that in the playoffs. And today, they just weren't able to stabilize it in the fourth quarter. And that made a really big difference over the course of the game. Like I said, Jokic come back in the game. They're down 13. And they're able to come almost all the way back and secure the victory. So I think if they would have won today, everybody would have feel a little better right now. Okay, well, Joker. But again, Joker kind of plays with fire, too. This is what's frustrating. Like, how much of this is Joker actually being bothered and him being like, well, we're going to come back and win the game anyway. Like, I know we're going to put ourselves in the right position to do this because I'm going to make sure we do it. And he did.
They were right there. Like,
But then I'm like, but then, like I said, it's like, okay, go close the door. And it's like, oh, here, this is yours. Throw it to you, and it's just like, all right, bro. But KCP and Jamal, their shot making down the stretch of that fourth quarter was lovely to see. Yeah. Lovely to see.
Yeah, like, look, I'm not worried. This here's the thing. I'm of the opinion that Denver is of the mindset that they build up credit. They build up credit throughout the year, and they get themselves up enough credit through playing pretty well, doing these things, getting like good production. They won the game against the Spurs. Like, look here, if they had lost the game against the Spurs and won it against Dallas, they'd have the same record. Like, so I or lost the game against the Spurs and won against Dallas, they'd have the same record. So I'm not worried. This is what's supposed to happen when you're on a four-game road trip. Like, if Denver can just get the next one against Minnesota, it'll be fine. Now, right. The problem is that OKC, they're playing a pretty easy schedule right now. And so they've got these kind of easy ones that they're going through. So they'll eventually go on their road trip, and they have some pretty tough ones, OKC does. And maybe they will lose a game that they're not supposed to, lose a couple in a row, and Denver can get back to being in the one seed at that point. That would be the goal, I think, if you're the Nuggets.
How much do you think they actually care about that?
I go back and forth because, like, right. They'll say that they care, and then sometimes they'll like sell out and be down 22 right. in the second quarter. So like, I don't know. Like, they probably will be fine. Like, whatever happens, like whether they're the two seed or the one seed, that'll be great. Selfishly, I want the one seed if I'm Denver, because A, it's an easy building block for a Jokic MVP case, and B, like, you make sure that you're getting home court advantage against every team in the West every single time. And that rhythm that Denver was able to build up at the beginning of every series was huge for them. So now if they're a two seed and they have to go on the road to OKC, I think they'll be okay with that because OKC is fine, but who knows? OKC may not even get there. Like, that's the thing.
Well, yeah, I think that's the like, you know, people are, and that's the thing. Like, right now they don't exist in the ifs, but I think the public is trying to decide the ifs. Okay, well, do they really want to play the Mavs in the first round? I mean, yeah, if they have to. Do they really want to play the Suns? Do you really want to play the Lakers? Do you really want to play the Warriors? Do you really want to
really
play
want to play anybody?
They're 1-3 versus the Kings this year. They're 1-3 versus OKC. OKC is one of the best home records in the NBA this year. Like, the Wolves have all of the personnel to be able to stop them if Karl Anthony Towns is playing and all that. Again, this is the NBA playoffs. It's the Western Conference. And I think getting the first seed is cool. But I think Jokic, I think, has talked about this several times, is it's not about just winning and losing. It's about us playing the right way for us and us finding that rhythm. And if we do that, then we are fine wherever we may end up. And I think right now it's like, you know, I definitely understand the need and why people want to see them get into position to be able to capture the number one seed and everything else. But like I said, bro, like, if Jokic is going to play 6 of 16 and 7 of 20, then that's it. That's a bigger story for me than anything else. So they just have to play better.
They're 13-2 post All-Star break. If this game and the Suns game are the only two that they lose, like, in this manner, that's fine. Like, they'll also have a couple down the stretch where it's even worse, and they're gonna like get bored at various points. And sometimes you get caught. Sometimes, like, if you're gonna be clutch merchants, sometimes you're gonna like you're gonna get caught every now and then in the clutch. And Denver had that happen against Dallas and against Phoenix. So, like, look, Denver's got to be better in the first three quarters and our first three and a half quarters, and they will. They'll be fine. They'll be a little bit more detail oriented going forward. But look, I think that they'll try to make a statement heading into that Minnesota game. I think that's one that they care about. They're gonna want to win that one. They don't want to give Minnesota any reason to believe that they can really seriously compete with Denver. And so that's just my take on it. I think that they will approach that one and be very, very focused heading into that game.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We'll definitely find out, man. I think, the only game with the Thunder that I don't like that they lost is the one that they lost by the game winner. You know, they closed with Peyton Watson and like Justin Holiday and Christian Brown in them instead of putting the starters back in. They were up 8 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. You know, that was it. That was the loss that like matters the most. But the other one's like, you know, the blowout because, you know, they didn't have it's all second night of back to the Magic. And then obviously the game they lost without Jokic and everything. You know, some of this is just like, yeah, that early season stuff come back to get you a little bit. You definitely want to see them in the first seed and all that stuff. But like I said, and I think this is why for me it's hard. It's like, you know, if Jokic and them play the best game and then they lose, it's like, well, shoot, you know, then that's a different conversation. But it's like the Nuggets legitimately played one of their, maybe their dumbest game since the All-Star break.
It was lost. Dumb.
every category you could possibly lose. And this is after they just won five straight. It's like, usually when you lose a winning streak, it's a really bad loss to end the winning streak. So, you know, let's see them get right, hopefully, next couple games.
Their talent carried them to this point, and like in this game, and the actual details of the game, like you said, they were bad. They were bad tonight. And so that's what happens when you get on a win streak. Right. So it will be okay. It's going to be fine. I'm not worried. And I want to make this clear. I am not worried about their approach, Patrick. They have proven enough to me over the course of the first 68 games, even with, like, I have concerns about Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, and the bench. Like, I think that, like, especially with Reggie Jackson and guys like that, I think that they're going to get caught every now and then in the playoffs, and it's going to be like, okay, yes, we're going to play the starters 40-plus. But, like, that was going to happen anyway. So it's going to be all right. I think that Denver's going to be just fine. And whether they get the one seed or the two or even the three, like, we've seen one, two, and three seeds win the finals in the last couple seasons. So I'm not super concerned. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, man?
Nah, you know, definitely. I definitely think that people have a reason to feel, you know, not so great about this game. Absolutely. And I think it makes sense. I think that's the ride of a fan. I think, man, sometimes, like I said, enjoy the moment a couple of days ago because they were winning and they're playing really well. They're finding new ways to win. And still enjoy this moment because it's the regular season. And once the playoffs start, it's all up. And there's no more of this if or can or whatever, whatever. And then, you know, you don't get these, like, Jokic games where it's like, are we there yet type performances. So, you know, we'll see. Should be fun.
There are not going to be a lot of 6 of 16 Jokic playoff games. That I will say.
If there is one, it's going to be a 9 of 29 type of game.
Exactly. But that's the thing, is like, he'll just keep shooting. And right. Jamal will have a 7 of 20. Like, that is going to happen. I'm just bracing everybody right here. But he might make the final mid-range shot instead, and that would have changed things. So, look, is what it is. Denver's going to be okay. Everybody, that is going to do it for this episode of Pickaxe and Roll. Make sure to follow Swipa on the Swipa Cam YouTube channel. He's got all the best content, all the great Nuggets content, and does fantastic work. Follow Pickaxe and Roll, the playlist, and everything on Mile High Sports. And make sure to like and subscribe to this YouTube video, especially if you are still sticking around. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out in the chat. Really appreciate everybody. Sorry that Denver didn't pull it out. They'll be better next time. Thank you so much. We will talk to you guys very soon.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.